Hey everybody, welcome back to the Nidus Anarchy series. I'm your host Adam, the CIO and co-founder of Nidus, and today we're going to be talking about how Apple just announced that they're scrapping their plans for their EV car. So, Apple is canceling all work and has said, everyone put your pencils down, we are no longer going to create an electrical vehicle that is branded under the Apple moniker. And I have a feeling it's because they realized that no one wants to spend $500,000 on a car that they could get for $50,000. That's actually not true. What's realistically happening is they just, you know, bit off more than they can chew and realize they're not going to make anything viable or be able to compete in the space with the amount of money that it's going to cost, and they're just said, screw it, we're going to move on to bigger and better things. So originally, Apple had a top secret program called Project Titan, and in there, they hired about 2,000 people to build EVs, autonomous self-driving cars. And, you know, in theory, it would be to compete against companies like Tesla. And they even hired some of Tesla's smartest people to bring them over and try to poach. And this is pretty common, right? Most of these big tech guys are always poaching each other's top smart talent, so it's not terribly crazy that that happened. But the fact that they totally caved and just shuttered the whole project. So it's not crazy because I guarantee you they've caved and shuttered tons of projects over the years. So this is just one that we're hearing about because I think it was big in the hype rumor mill of Apple stuff and what they're doing. They never formally came out and said, hey, we're building an EV car, right? They never said, hey, check this cool thing out. It's a prototype. They really kept it all under top secret wraps. And Apple's notorious for that. Everything that they work on is always under secrecy. And honestly, for reasons like this, it's like, hey, sometimes things just don't work out and they just got to can it. I do not know the actual official reason, but they are saying that they're transitioning as most of the people as they can from that team into a AI development team. This is not surprising either because every company is making huge, huge shifts into AI. Actually, Google is building a massive building complex, and it's all catered to just AI development. I mean, if you look at what these big powerhouse companies are doing right now with regards to AI, they're not just like, oh, we have a little AI dev team. They're standing up entire cultures of people and buildings to just build AI. So right now, Apple's saying, you know, they're talking about putting AI into Xcode, which also non-imaginative. Every other IDE out there has already incorporated AI into their IDE. So good job, Apple. You've copied what everyone else is doing. They're also talking about putting AI into Spotlight. Okay, cool. I don't know. I only use Spotlight to find files. Maybe they're going to have some LLM in there. You know, maybe I can do something cool with it. Who knows? Maybe they're going to integrate something like a ChatGPT right into Spotlight. That would be cool. But realistically, I don't have high hopes. Apple just has not been coming out with anything that has been, this is amazing, and there's none better than the one that Apple's making anymore. So realistically, I don't see anything terribly exciting. I feel that really what's happening is Apple is just chasing the rest of the world. And to me, this kind of leak is just exposing that, right? Like, they're chasing the EV thing. That was all super hyped, you know, a self-driving car, and we're going to be the eco-friendly company and all that BS. And now they're going to scrap that. And now they're jumping onto the new bandwagon of AI. Not saying AI is a bandwagon, but for them, I think it is. I don't see crazy AI developments coming out of Apple's think tank. So for this to continue to be something that's going to impress me, we're going to have to see Apple come up with something innovative and make them and create a product that utilizes AI in a way that no one else has thought of or is doing it a lot better. I don't really have high hopes for that. So unfortunately, there are probably going to be some people laid off because there's people where their whole focus was on the cars and manufacturing and probably a lot of stuff like that. And if there's no need for car development, well, those people are probably not going to have jobs anymore. So they're probably going to try and save as many people as they can, but definitely that does mean that there's going to be layoffs. It's just, like I said, we're going to be hearing lots of different closures from these companies where they just can't afford to keep staff on anymore because whatever it is that they're working on just doesn't make sense anymore. So with that, it doesn't look like anyone's going to be buying an Apple EV anytime soon, and I'm not terribly disappointed. See you guys around. Later.